get your day started right. This is VOC Breakfast with Gulam Fakir and Sabiro Sheikh Yasser. Only on the Voice of the Cape.
Welcome back to Breakfast on 91.3 FM. Another giant in the Muslim community has been lost. Esteemed academic and Hafiz, Professor Abdus Salam Muhammad Karan from Stan passed away yesterday. Professor Karan is the eldest son of the highly respected Islamic scholar, the late Maulana Yusuf Karan and Hajjah Sulaiha, and the brother of the MJC Mufti Taha Karan and also VSC pioneer Munadia Karan. Professor Abdus Salam was also a member of the National Planning Commission of South Africa and Professor and Dean at the University of Stellenbosch in the Faculty of Agri-Sciences. He also served on the board of several companies. A close family, a friend, Sheikh Fuad Samai, he shared some comments with us. You can go and check it out on our socials. But this morning we're going to be speaking to Stellenbosch University Chief Director of Marty Sports, Ilham Groenewald, who joins us now. Ilham, assalamu alaikum. Shukran so much for your time this morning on Breakfast 91.3 FM.
Assalamu alaikum, and shukran for the opportunity.
You know, what if I wouldn't, to be very honest with you, Ilham, you know, this is definitely a massive loss, you know, for the community, for the Muslim community as well, you know, as Professor Karan was an academic of note, and somebody who has worked with him, you know, how do you remember this extraordinary individual?
Wow, where do I begin? I think firstly, it was really a very sad day for us yesterday when we received the news of the passing on of our beloved club president, Prof. Muhammad Karan. And I want to extend our deep condolences to his family, his colleagues and friends. And we ask that Allah grant him the highest place in Jannah and make it easy on everyone who was going through this time of bereavement. But to me, he was a friend, he was a colleague, and he was a confidant. We spent many hours talking about sport, talking about South Africa. I learned so much from him. And we spoke about the future a lot of times. And many a times he would give me guidance. You know that rugby in particular is a space that can create many opportunities, but can also become very challenging at times. So he was my voice of reasoning so many times. And his passion for rugby was just amazing. Mm. His passion for sport and what it can and should mean for South Africa, we would always talk about that. And the recent winning of the World Cup was just another example. But he would speak about the smaller examples that should exist in our communities. And some of these examples exist, and he would always ask the tough questions. You know, how do we elevate all of that? And through his role as the Marty's Rugby Club president since 2018, we were able to bring some changes into our club that was not there before.
Now, Ilham, in terms of, you know, the contribution that Prof had made to the field of agri-sciences in South Africa, speak to us about that, perhaps.
Look, he held many esteemed positions. And I'd like to refer to his academic qualifications, particularly in agricultural economics that he received from Stellenbosch University. And he served on many boards. He also served on the board of the Land Bank. And he held many non-executive directorship positions in several agribusiness firms. One of his great friends would spend hours with him, you know, traveling South Africa. And here I'm referring to Jan Boland Kutsia. I mean, their recent trip to the Northern Cape in the late November was another example of how much Muhammad loved the agricultural environment. And if we read about where this love comes from, it's from his late grandfather. You know, if we talk about inspiration, he would speak with so much love and compassion and passion about what he learned from his grandfather, his mother, his father, his siblings. And so he could bring a wide range of expertise that was around the business management of the agricultural world, the supply management. He was very passionate about the importance of food, you know, how do we sustain all of that? He was passionate about the informal markets, and that's where he learned about agriculture from his late father, his late grandfather. He was, I refer to the Northern Cape because he was so in love with rural development. He would share so many stories with me. You know, we didn't just talk about sport. He would share so many stories with me about these visits that he had to so many countries. You know, he went to India. He went to Singapore to go and learn about where he comes from, you know, about his background, you know, about his culture. And he spoke passionately about the importance of strategic leadership and people that can take our agriculture forward, people that can develop our urban agriculture, and how could we empower small business. When he recently told me that I should go into agriculture, he said to me, Jemut, a boer word. You know, that was one of the interesting conversations that we've had. So for me, in the academic space, that is what he brought. We know that he served on the National Development Planning Commission, but it was beyond that. It was his ability to bring so many people together of many, many spheres of life in the agriculture business. People, I mean, he would walk the lands and speak to people that worked those lands. It was not just for him about sitting in a boardroom. And that is what I do remember from the conversations that we've had, and obviously reading about a lot of stuff and the things that he's done for many, many years. I mean, these are wonderful accolades, but that didn't matter to him. Mm. Those things didn't matter to him. He was such a down-to-earth person. You know, he was a very private person, actually.
Yes, I was just going to...
But he was able to have his way of reaching out. And if you look at his age, you know, he's young. He was young. But yet he was able to achieve all of this, and that saved a lot.
Yeah. You know, in fact, you know, Ilham, you touched on something that I wanted to also just touch on, and that was that he was a very private person, and if you didn't know him, he came across as somebody that was very quiet, you know.
Yeah.
And I believe he was also very, you know, knowledgeable in the Quran and Quranic concepts on agriculture and water, you know, and he was also somebody, you know, he was also somebody that was very for his family, his parents and his siblings, you know. He showed a lot of affection towards them.
So much, so much. I mean, you know, the times when we had coffee or a meal together and talk, and we would always talk about family. We would always talk about, you know, where we come from, where we need to go, and his family was always the centerpiece. It's the fondness that you would speak about his dearest mother, you know, his wife, his children, the care, his siblings, you know, the pride. He was so proud of him, you know. He, with that quietness, you could see how deeply he loved every single one of them in his special. Because he would talk about how special people are.
Yeah.
But, you know, because he was so private, he didn't spend a lot of time talking about family. We spoke, you know, they would be mentioned in general, but, you know, we would both understand that connection. Because we were professionals, but I also considered him as a friend, we knew exactly where to draw the line.
Yeah.
And that for me it's important, you know, but I took so much out of it after every single conversation.
Yeah. Just as a closing comment, Ilham, you know, what do we take from his legacy? You know, the man, you know, knowledge and deen and, you know, just his character and everything. What is it that we can take, you know, from his legacy?
I think for me, the fact that you can achieve so much being focused on both the deen, both excelling in your space, both caring for people, deeply and truly caring for people. And I think most importantly, his humbleness. Now, I said in the statement that he had this amazing ability, listening skills. He would listen to you for a very, very long time, and he would then give you a summary of his thoughts and his thinking and moving forward in a few words. It might end up in a few sentences. So that's what I'd like us to take, you know, from his legacy. Just his ability to bring things in life together. And being able to have that quietness, and you know, the conviction, the commitment that, for
Yeah. Let's leave it at that. Ilham Groenewald from Stellenbosch University, Chief Director of Marty's Portal, who just paid a short tribute to Professor Abdusalam Muhammad Quran, who passed away yesterday. May Allah be pleased with him and every other deceased. Inshallah, and to Zuleha, our du'as are with you and his wife and his children and the family as well, inshallah.